101.
And antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours. 12:45. And at 8:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
7 armed suspects rob a woman in Kapirimpunshi. Kamala Ward 5 councillor launches a door-to-door waste management inspections. And in African news, Ghana declares a Wednesday full good day to promote traditional outfit after online mockery. All the news in detail, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A 32-year-old woman was robbed by 7 armed men at her home in Damson area, Kapirimpunshi Turnoff, on Sunday evening. Salome Nankamba reported that the suspects, armed with an unidentified firearm, forced their way into her house through the main door leading to the sitting room. During the attack, the robbers stole 3,370 kwacha in cash and 4 mobile phones, including an urgent phone containing an unknown amount of business money. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilawi has confirmed the development to Kumbon Radio News that the matter was reported at the turn of police post shortly after the incident. Mr. Chilawi says investigations are ongoing and no arrests have been made so far. And Ms. Nankamba says that she could not identify the suspects as they were wearing face masks.
Yandei pikana shire mfuate kudo basunke chivi baingila. So na mwene kwa tivaru mevandiva isa pantu tabaripo. Kwa na shire mfuwa kufiyo mwanaka anadi kusite saskati awe tevu. So para esa mkunje bati awe tevu ndia esa mkupirivuka. Esa mwana kufiyo umuaume anasonte mfutuko bati lete mpia. So na shire bula 3,000 jeo na kuete cash na mpira. Aisa akana lete mpia na shimbi na chao nile lue mpia nshukwete. So na mwene na umbi ya ingira baba babidi. So para ndia kana ti mpia nshukwete na wambiva ingira basa wa 4. Na isara ndati ane nika foni ya kaka agent. Ufuna apereka agent vapoka. Na umbi wana mba 5 ya ingira baba na 5. Awawa di 5 bali for ifu maski ya black. So nshave shivi. So ofta na mapera ya mafoni. Asa ndati tupere na ambi ya mafoni ya mapesono. Na mapera kwa imo baka na chideta na imbi. Na imbi ita na ina na mapera. Basa maona turangama pini koji. Na sabata na wako confused dine pini koji. Na tasha nalava. Ato wala ba pini koji. Umofu ambira ukuputura ama keta ni munganda. Kuisa mchinda kumenso. Amponya. Anka kama voko, anka kana amulu. Anjiba tilandama pini koji. Inga wano wala tushuta. Iwani mwabona nituwala filo kushuta. Landama pini koji.
Kamala Ward 5 Area Councillor Mainda Smata has embarked on a door-to-door inspection exercise AmDOT ensuring residents comply with waste management regulations and help keep the area cholera-free. Mr. Simata says it is mandatory for every household in a residential area to subscribe to a waste collection company in order to promote a proper garbage disposal. The council has urged residents to desist from throwing and dumping garbage in drainages, warning that the practice poses a serious health risk and contributes to flooding, especially during the rainy season. He explains that indiscriminate disposal of waste blocks our drainage systems, increasing the risk of waterborne diseases and causing damage to property. Mr. Simata has said appeals to residents to report any cases of illegal dumping to the local council so that swift action can be taken. He attributes the continued illegal dumping of garbage to some residents are failing to subscribe to waste management companies, making it difficult for the council to effectively control the situation, as most of the dumping is done at night. The civic leader has since disclosed that the council has intensified door-to-door inspections to ensure full compliance with waste management regulations.
Right now, we are working with Integrated Waste Management Company. That's the company that is responsible for all operations and the thing to it that all matters of waste are dealt with. But from a council point of view, what we have done is that we've continued to enhance the measures such as door-to-door inspection, especially in residential areas, to find out if everyone is subscribed. Because you know, by law, all residential, commercial, industrial premises are supposed to subscribe with what we call franchise company or community-based waste management company.
Construction of the first ever district mortuary in Sinda district has reached a 45% completion, with major structural works are progressing steadily under the 2025 Constituency Development Fund, CDF, for Kapoche constituency. According to the Sinda Town Council Public Relations Unit, the project has successfully completed all substructure works, marking a significant milestone in the development of the much-anticipated facility. The council says the facility has now reached 45% completion, with all substructure works are successfully finished, including the septic tank and the soakaway, which form part of the building's sanitation infrastructure. Once completed, the mortuary is expected to address the long-standing challenges faced by residents of Kapoche constituency and the wider Sinda district, who have for years been forced to travel long distances to access mortuary services. The Sinda Town Council Public Relations Unit notes that lack of a local facility has placed a considerable strain on bereaved families, who often incur additional costs and face logistical challenges during difficult times. The council adds that the new facility will provide essential services within the district, helping to ease the burden on residents while ensuring a dignified care for the deceased closer to home. The Bank of Zambia has reduced its monetary policy rate, MPR, by 75 basis points to 13.5% from 14.25%, citing a sharp decline in inflation and a positive economic outlook. The decision was made at the Monetary Policy Committee MPC meeting held on February 9th to 10th, 2026. Bank of Zambia Governor Dr. Denny Kalyelia has told journalists in Lusaka that the move reflects the central bank's commitment to maintaining an appropriate monetary policy stance. Dr. Kalyelia says inflation has continued to decelerate, falling from 12.3% in September 2025 to 11.2% in December and further to 9.4% in January 2026. He states that this is largely due to the bumper maize harvest and the appreciation of the kwacha against major currencies. The governor notes that the central bank now expects inflation to reach the 6 to 8% target band faster than previously forecast, with the lower bound likely by the second quarter of 2027.